Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 1st of April. I'm Paul White, and we are in Galatians chapter 4. It is also a very important holiday in the Christian calendar. This is Easter. It's the day, or I like to call it Resurrection Day, Resurrection Sunday, the day that we honor the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. It shifts every year on the calendar because it falls at Passover, and we celebrate the fact that we believe that our Lord Jesus died and then rose from the dead and rose from the dead on our behalf so that we could be freed from sin. And I know that we are in Galatians 4 and we're proceeding, but what kind of a podcast would it be on an Easter to be a Christian podcast and not talk about this incredible holiday? I know that we don't know the exact moment. We do know that it would have been Passover week, so we're close on the calendar. It may not have been on April the 1st of that year. I understand that. Floats with the lunar calendar, the Jewish calendar. And there's debate on whether or not he actually died on Friday, or did he die before that? What's the 3 days, three nights? I'm not really interested in that argument. It's okay to uphold tradition. Tradition connects us to our past, okay? So I'm not trying to stir anything about that. What I do love is that traditionally, as believers all over the world, we honor this day as a day that marks the beginning of what we call the faith. I mean, this is really it. Had Jesus died on the cross, and it's fitting that we are where we are in our Galatians study. We're in chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, where when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because we are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. It's fitting that we're there because Jesus commented that unless I go away, the spirit can't come to you. And then in Galatians 4, what we just read, because Jesus died to redeem us, died born of a woman, born under the law, died under the law, died to redeem us from sins and then adopt us. Because he died, he was able to raise up as the representative new man. The first Adam died. The first Adam failed. The last Adam succeeded. There won't be a third Adam. Jesus is not called the second Adam. He's called the last Adam. He's not the second version of man. He's the last version of man. And because of the fact that he's no longer in the ground, then we are no longer a slave to the old man. We are now freed. The law could do nothing but bury you. That's how Paul talks in Galatians 4 of being baptized into Christ. We're not baptized into the law. We used to be baptized into Moses, and we stayed there. We didn't. We're Gentiles. Please understand that I'm aware that we weren't under the law, that this was Jewish. But if we're going to apply the Bible for us, then we're going to have to understand it through that lens. And so now we've been baptized into Christ's death, but we did not stay in the ground. The old us, so to speak, stayed in the ground. But we've been raised in what Paul calls in Romans 6 a newness of life. So Resurrection Sunday is the celebration not only of the fact that Jesus is alive, but that we can be alive in Jesus. And if we stop at Easter and celebrate it only as the day that Jesus lives, then I think we're cheating ourselves. We could celebrate that every day. We should take it further and say it's not only the day that Jesus lives, it's the day that we can live. Because before that, we were dead in sins and trespasses. Then Christ died. We recognize his death as our death. Therefore, his resurrection is our resurrection. We raise up in a newness of life because of who he is. I don't think this is just something 10,000 years in your future or 100 years in your future of a physical resurrection. I believe this is the resurrection you experience when you come to faith in Christ and are resurrected in the newness of life. You walk in him and talk in him. In him you live and move and breathe and have your being. He is your everything. You could say that the family of man has collectively been resurrected in Jesus, but I don't think that works for you personally. without you believing on the crucified and resurrected Jesus, because it is not applicable in your day-to-day life. And what is this if not to impact our day-to-day life? Let it never be forgotten that the message of Christianity is not at its best when it is a delayed gratification of a place called heaven. The message of Christianity is at its best when it is light penetrating darkness, chaos being dispelled, life overcoming death. And that is a reality in the here and the now, not simply a reality in a million years. We've concentrated, I fear, for too long on the long-term ramifications of eternity and not the present reality of eternity. Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. He also called that everlasting life, but he doesn't say it has to start when you physically die. In fact, at Bethany, at Lazarus' resurrection, Jesus says, "Though a man were dead, if he believe on me, yet he shall live." And he wasn't talking about living later. He was talking about, because what dead man can believe if not dead spiritually? So dead spiritually dead men believe on a risen Jesus and become part and parcel of his life. Tomorrow we'll dig into the latter portion of 5 and start making our way into 6. We've sidetracked just a little bit today for Easter, but that's okay. Have a happy Resurrection Day, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.